You're listening to SBS News.
Uyghur musician Shorat Tursun uses song to tell the story of his people. More than 1 million Uyghurs are believed to be detained in internment camps in China. Music is his way of drawing attention to their plight.
At the moment, my culture, nobody knows, you know. Important to share the Uyghur culture to the world.
For the past 10 years, Shorat has been a regular act on the Sydney Music Festival lineup. The festival's director and founder, Richard Petkovich, says it was created to give culturally diverse artists a chance to showcase their talent to the masses.
It creates these opportunities where these artists do get a chance, do get a paid opportunity to be showcased to a wider audience, to mainstream audiences.
This year's festival has been cancelled, leading to a loss of almost $50,000 in funding. Mr. Petkovich, also a musician, says he's trying to keep it afloat through virtual concerts and fundraisers.
Now, not doing a festival wasn't an option. Like, it's our 10th year. These artists rely on us to create these opportunities. So
this week, the federal government announced a $250 million support package for the arts industry. It includes $75 million worth of grants to help the sector rebuild in the wake of the pandemic. Lena Nalhos, the Executive Director of Diversity Arts Australia, is calling for that funding to include diversity quotas to ensure artists and entertainers from culturally diverse backgrounds aren't left behind.
Culturally diverse artists or artists of colour are already significantly underrepresented. There's a really amazing opportunity to rebuild a sector that actually embeds equity and inclusion, and that represents the true breadth of diversity of Australia.
Tina Zaman is working to keep her business, Tight Five Comedy, alive. The program was created to give a platform to comedians of colour. This evening, they're producing a podcast, a way to keep creating, Ms. Zaman says, though it doesn't pay the bills.
My income is completely obliterated because I don't have any tickets selling now.
Maria Tran found success in the industry 3 years ago when she founded Phoenix Eye, a film production company. Before the pandemic, the team were working out of a studio in Fairfield in Sydney's West.
We had a space, so therefore we had more projects, therefore we had more people we can employ.
These days, Ms. Tran is running the business solo in a makeshift studio from the back of her dad's house. Lena Nalhos from Diversity Arts Australia says it's crucial such businesses are supported.
And that public discourse around anti-racism that's happening right now, I feel gives us also great hope.
Ms. Nalhos says though calls for more diversity are not new, now is the time for change. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.